Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite! Come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. Mm. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me!
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning. Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning.
It's Miss J, Miss J, Miss J. In the morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm your girl, Miss J. I'm your host today and each and every day, right here, Monday through Friday. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com/Miss J Productions. It's Miss J in the morning. Good morning. One of the best things you could ever do in the morning. It started off with me. Isn't that awesome? It's amazing. I'm just excited again to wake up and share another moment with you today, Miss J. Quick shot, hot shot, better than the espresso in your cup. Getting it going, getting you moving, getting you started off the right way today. Yes, we are also featured on iArtistRadio.com, so make sure you log on and download the TuneIn app. You can listen to the best in R&B, soul, neo-soul, and of course, me, your girl, Miss J, on demand. You can listen anytime you want to. So whether it's morning, noon, or night, if you need to OD on some positivity, listen to the best in inspirational music and have a little laugh, so you need to go ahead and download the app. You can download it on any mobile device, so go ahead and do it. Getting right to it today. Today we are focusing on all things good. What is good? It is all good. It's all good. We want to make sure that we're focusing on the good that is going on in our lives. So many times we've been trained to focus on the bad. Now, I'm not saying ignore the things that need improvement. I'm saying make sure you find that silver lining. Every situation, there's a silver lining. Everybody, it's easy to find an excuse not to do it. It's easy to get caught up in what did happen, what could have happened, what should have happened, why it happened, who said what, who didn't do what they were supposed to do, and why you feel you deserve to feel the way that you feel. That's easy. But what a true challenge is that yields the best results is despite anything, you find the best, the better, the positive in the situation. So we're going to focus on all that today. There is so much going on in the world. It's difficult. It's a challenge. It is to focus on something positive. There's enough things that you're dealing with in your life alone. But all that stressing is doing is getting you closer and closer to the grave. Those of you who are parents or you plan to be parents, those of you who are dependent or people are dependent on you in your community, you need to be here. You have to be here. To those super Christians out there, we living in the last days. You just preparing yourself for death. Isn't that crazy? Why would you walk around? I see this all the time. We're going to talk about Facebook today because, of course, Miss J has to take an opportunity to just vent. I got to go on a little rant. And don't worry, we'll play some music today. Of course, I'll do the Miss J area code check-in. And it's all going to make sense and help you have a different perspective about life. That's what the goal is for today's show, and we're going to focus on it being all good. But let's get back to this craziness with these super Christians. I don't get how, in my Bible, me growing up in the Christian neighborhood, it says share the gospel, which is the good news of Jesus Christ. We're supposed to encourage people. We're supposed to be the light up on the hill, the salt of the earth, all these great things, but we've taken it and done the total opposite. It seems that we're the most judgmental. We try to scare people into being Christians or believing what we believe. If you don't do what the Bible says, you're going to burn in hell. I mean, that's a lot of pressure on a person. People are out there literally living their lives trying to be perfect because they believe that's what we're supposed to do. And there's nowhere in the Holy Bible where God says you need to be perfect. Nowhere. He said even at your best, you're still like filthy rags compared to our Almighty God. So why even stress about that? We're adding a bunch of stress, a bunch of rules, and a bunch of regulations because of religiosity onto people. They're getting stressed. They're getting depressed. And no matter how hard they try, it seems that they just can't get it together. And on top of all that, you're reminding them in Revelation, they say there'll be wars and rumors of wars. We living in the last. And expect people to get excited about your religion and your God. It's not going to work. My grandma used to always say, you can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar. Meaning, give the best all the time. Give the sweetness. That doesn't mean to be fake and sugarcoat things. It means to help people change their perspective and be hopeful about life. Be encouraged about life. Encourage people to wake up with a smile on their face. You know how we normally do when the alarm goes off, we turn over, we grunt, and most of us just got to get up because we got to use the bathroom. But if it really wasn't for that, we would probably stay in the bed and mumble and grumble about what we have to face in our day. But wouldn't it be awesome if you wake up one morning ready for the day? You wake up ready to take charge of everything that's going on. You wake up excited. I want to challenge everybody to actually start doing that. Wake up excited about your day. If you have children in your home or anyone else that you live with, go ahead and start giving hugs and kisses and say good morning to everybody without an argument. And just see how the whole environment of your house, the whole atmosphere, will change. When your kids are doing something they're not supposed to do, just stop, look at them, laugh, give them a hug, and walk away. I promise you, it not only will it just freak them out, but it will change their perspective. And they'll say, man, you know, mama really ain't tripping today. Daddy really ain't tripping today. It'll actually change the course of their day. They'll go to school more prepared, more excited, more ready to learn. Students that wake up and have a more positive environment are more successful than students who aren't. So if you have a child or a student, or if you are your student yourself, and you are struggling or they're struggling with their work, they're not focused in school, they're not doing what you know they can do, you have to reassess how are they starting their day. A lot of times it happens around middle school and high school. Some kids get bullied and that affects them, but no. A lot of times what happens is us as parents, we're trying to give them a little bit too much leeway. We're allowing them to wake themselves up in the morning because we're too lazy to get up and wake them up ourselves. So what happens? They wake up late. So then they're rushing. They're upset. Or you're rushing them to get up. You're yelling at them. They're trying to hurry up and eat some cereal or eat a Pop-Tart and rush off to school. Or they done missed the bus. So now you got to hurry up, get dressed, and take them to school. And now they're fussing. So when they get to school, their mind is already distracted. Not only do they have the pressures they have to deal with while they're away from home, they got to deal with you fussing at them for not doing the work that they're supposed to do. Well, how can you focus? And you wonder why your performance at work. You get to work and the first thing you need is a cup of coffee. Some of you guys are running to Ms. J in the morning because you need to change your routine in the morning for the positive. It has been psychologically, spiritually, and mentally proven that changing your actions, your words, and even your thoughts for the positive can help you live a longer and healthier life. So why not use what works? I just don't get it. Now, Ms. J doesn't get it right all the time. Come on now. Let's be realistic. There are moments where even Ms. J just feel like snapping on somebody real quick. I mean, just really. Just sometimes I just feel like if I could, I would just slap somebody in their mouth for saying that stupid, idiotic thing or doing something so stupid. But there is a time where I have to check myself and say, why are you so tired? Why are you not feeling the way that you're supposed to feel? Have you checked in? Have you reassessed? Have you reflected? Have you taken the time to just sit back and look at the positive that's going on? A lot of things that are going on in your life is because of your own timeline. Now, most of us who serve God or believe in God know that we are in control. Even those of us who don't believe in God, you know that you're not in control of your own life. You really aren't. You feel like you can control your actions, but you know everything happens for a reason and certain things happen and you really don't know it until 10 years down the line and you look back and you say, you know what? That's why all of that happened. Now it's revealed to you about the actions you even took yourself. But getting back to it, you have to make sure that you're reassessing, you're taking the time, you're sitting there and you're looking at all the things that actually are happening that are good in your life. Not the things that you wish, not the things that you hope, but the things that are actually happening in your life that are positive. The great things, the good things that are going on. Waking up in the morning and saying something positive about yourself instead of looking at all the negative things that are going on or the negative things that you need to change. Women, we do it all the time. We look in the mirror without any makeup on. Our hair is not combed. We talk about how our skin isn't right. We need to lose weight. We wish we didn't do this. Men, you're looking the same. You're starting to wrinkle or you're losing some hair or you got too much hair in one area. It's just whatever it is, you're gaining too much weight. We focus on all of that instead of focusing on the positive. And you need to be here. We have so much to do and so little time to do it. Why are we wasting time on all the negative things that are going on in our lives? We have to make sure that we're doing what Ms. J has to do, reassessing, checking myself and saying, hold up, swole up. There's some great things that are going on in my life. There are some awesome things that I have accomplished. I have some great assets. I am doing some awesome things in my community. You know what? I may not be where I need to be, but I'm grateful that I'm not where I used to be. I am grateful for where I am now, and I'm excited about where I'm going in the future. We have to do it, you guys. It's necessary. Those of you who are sending me emails, those of you who are continuing to ask questions, I invite you to continue to send me emails, info@MsJProductions.com. Log onto the website, MsJProductions.com. You get all my contact information. I'm on Facebook. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Twitter. So just Google me. Y'all know that. Google me. Y'all remember that? Just Google me and you'll find me, Ms. J, M-I-Z-J, Productions.com. You can find all the information there. But I want to encourage you guys to make sure that you meditate. You know, I get people asking me questions all the time. How do you do it? I mean, I'm a single mom. Those of you who don't know Ms. J, I am a single mother. I am somebody's baby mama. I am doing it by myself, and it is difficult. I am a mother of a four-year-old boy. I've never been a mother before. Most of the women in my family had girls, so when it comes to knowing how to raise these crazy things called boys, I really don't know how to do it. I do the best that I can, and it's difficult. It is challenging. It is frustrating at times. I have ups. I have downs. I have some upside downs. But I make sure that I take the time to sit back and say, you know what? I need to refocus. I need to spend this time by myself to myself. And I'm telling you guys, prayer, meditation, it works. You have to take the time for yourself. I'm going to say this real quick before we play a quick song. A lot of us have been raised to believe that we have to continue to give. You got to take care of family, do nice things for others. If you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. And everything is selfless driven. And that's great, and that's wonderful. But sometimes you need to be selfish. There's nowhere in the Bible where it says being selfish is wrong. Now, if you're being so selfish that you're neglecting your children and taking care of your responsibilities or you're putting other people down or harming other people, then, of course, you have some issues. But there's nothing wrong with taking time for yourself. There's nothing wrong with giving yourself a pat on the back. There's nothing wrong with turning down that favor and saying, you know what, I can't do it because I need to save this for me. And we have to get in the habit of doing that. So those of you who are sending me emails, I even got a couple people to send me some instant messages to say, how do you do it? I make sure that at least once a day I take time out for me. At least once a week I do something selfish. Every day I make sure, whether it's early in the morning or late at night, that I sit back and take time out just for me. Even when it's my son's nap time, I put him down to sleep, and most of us single parents know nap time is busy time. Meaning when the kids are asleep, that's when we do most of the work because it's uninterrupted. Well, I stopped that routine. When my son went down for a nap, I went down for a nap too. Or I sat there and I read a book or I took time to do something that I enjoy. And it gives me the recharge and the energy to go back at the issue that I'm facing, to go back into the day, to do the things that I need to do. Even those of us who work long hours, at least take a 15-minute break. You could take a 15-minute break and still get paid for it in the United States. That's federal government. The government states that it is required that you can take 15 minutes to yourself and still get paid. You don't have to clock out for 15 minutes. So make sure no matter where you are, you're actually doing that. So we're going to get into some music. Here's Candy featuring Marvin Sapp. Stay prayed up, and we'll be right back after this. This is Miss J in the Morning.
Oh, 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 oh. Why me, Lord? That's what I kept on saying not too long ago. It seems like I was living in the darkest hole. My sadness and my anger start to take control. I had a lot of stuff weighing on me, y'all. I shed a lot of tears that you didn't see, no. But I couldn't let grief consume me, 'cause I got a little girl depending on me. It can't rain forever. That old saying, so I kept praying, and you should do the same, my friend. I stay prayed up, that gets me by. That's how I made it through my darkest time. Yeah, I'm a sinner, and that's no lie. Thank God my
best I can to keep a happy home.
Happy home.
It's hard to do it now, my better half is gone. Got a lot of eyes looking at me, judging every move that I'm making, I'm just trying to do the best that I can, but it's hard 'cause I'm just an ordinary man. It can't rain forever. So I just keep on praying, and you should do the same, my friend.
I say, wait up, now that gets me by.
That's how I made it through my darkest time.
My darkest time.
Yeah, I'm a sinner.
I'm a sinner.
And there's no lie.
And there is no lie, my friend.
Because of God's favor, I stay prayed up. There were times when I'm walking into a situation and I'm just mumbling to myself, Lord, help me, Jesus. Lord, but you don't need no law. Let me tell the people out there who are new to this Christianity thing. I, on behalf of the Christian community, yes, I dare to say it worldwide, I apologize. I want to apologize to the world on behalf of the super Christians, the church folk, the ones that just went retarded with our religion. I apologize. I had to learn it the hard way that a lot of us lied to you. When you, it's not funny, but it is, and this is a serious moment because a lot of people are looking for something that isn't there. When you become a Christian, when you decide to devote your life to Christ and believe in Jesus Christ, the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, your life is not going to get better. It's not like a switch is going to be flipped, and then all of a sudden all things are bright, sunshiny, and roses. It's not going to happen that time. In most cases, it seems that your life gets worse. It seems like you're getting more attacked in life. What changes is your focus. Your perspective changes. Things aren't as dramatic as they seem. So when you get into a situation, you're more secure. You have more peace. You have more direction. You feel more love. You don't need more things. And that's why it feels better. And life gets better that way. And as you grow and become more mature and walk closer with Him, you understand things. So life is worth living more because of just His love. And it just grows on you. And you really want to do it. But it's not a quick, like, oh, all of a sudden, yes, I'm saved, and now it's better. And I apologize on behalf of the ones who made you feel like it's going to be that way. There are some rules and some regulations. You can't get away from rules. You can't get away from structure. You can't get away from order. There's God's perfect will and His permissive will. His permissive will has an expiration date. Grace and mercy has an expiration date. YOLO does not work. You cannot only live once doing whatever you want to do. There is an expiration date. You want His perfect will for your life. All the things that He has promised. And until you get it right, until you get there, the one thing that will keep your sanity intact, for the most part, is staying prayed up. That's Candy featuring Marvin Sapp right here on Miss Day in the Morning. Our focus is, it's all good. I had to do another one. It's all good. Sometimes you just have to tell yourself, it's all good. Focus on the positive in your life. And what's good is all of you who are continuing to tune in each and every day right here for Ms. J in the Morning. This summer 2013, we got some awesome things lined up for you. Just stick with me, ride out. Those of you who are new to the show, welcome, and I'm grateful for you. So let's get right into the Ms. J area code check-in. It's your opportunity to rep your city, my opportunity to put another smile on your face while making a complete fool out of myself. Those of you who continue to ask and wonder, when are you going to do it with the music? I'm still working on that, y'all. I want to do it right. I want it to be hot. I want it to be exciting. So just be patient with me because y'all know I'm trying to, you know, learn how to be this MC that y'all are trying to make me out to be. But the way it is, y'all love it. So I'm going to keep doing it. So let's get right into it. Those of you who are calling, you dial 714-816-4743. Those of you who are listening on your computer, you want to hurry up and get in on this, go ahead and do it now. Dial 714-816-4743. It's the Ms. J area code check-in. While you're calling in, I was logging you down, so I got you. And here we go, boo, 209-916-704-404-501-818-501-702-864-295-513-408-323-860-757-917-528. I've never seen that area code before. All of you who called in, thank you so much. Oh, 716, I see you too. Thank you for coming in. At the last minute, those of you who have area codes that are filling up my switchboard, like almost maxing out, even with the Ms. J quick shot, like, that really encouraged me to let me know that you guys are doing your job and telling everybody, hey, tune in to Ms. J in the Morning. When I see a whole bunch of folks representing the same area at the same time, that means you guys are spreading the word. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. This summer we have more of the Ms. J giveaways. If y'all missed it, this winter, the top of the year, people were winning tickets and CDs and all this great stuff. So we have more to give away. All of my sponsors, all of my supporters, thank you so much. If you want to find out who they are, log on to MissJProductions.com and click my supporters page. If you want to become a supporter or if you have a product or a service that you think that is great for our listeners and you want to share them or give some things away and toss a few to Ms. J, you know, toss some things to me too. I love free stuff. Everybody loves free stuff. Go ahead and email me at info@MissJProductions.com. So I'm so grateful about everything that's going on. You want to find out what's going on my calendar or where I'll be next, make sure you keep it locked. Facebook, the website, Twitter. I make sure that I keep y'all informed, and a lot of stuff is all connected. So if you're on one, you find the other. I am so excited. This weekend is our Pump Sisterhood graduation ceremony. The ladies that are joining our new Intercultural Women's Society, yes, founded by God, just managed by Ms. J. It is awesome and amazing. We'll have our first inductees and our last inductees of our very first initial chapter. This Sunday is going to be amazing in Stockton, California. We'll have food, we'll have live performances, we'll have music, and it's all for free, so there's no excuses. Men, you are invited. We are honoring some awesome, awesome women. I'll go into more detail about that tomorrow and give a shout out to all the new inductees. They have gone through some training courses with me. They are ready to mentor women around the world. We have new chapters that are launching around the U.S., and I am excited about it. If you guys want to find more information about that, you can log on to MissJProductions.com, and we keep updates on that. But everything that's going on, it's all good. There are some awesome things that's going on in your life, and I want you to make sure that you focus on those. Don't worry about the things that you can't control. If it's too big for you, you're in the best position because only God can handle it. There are some situations that you might have to wait for. It's a process. Don't give yourself a timeline. We put the time on it, and God is saying, yes, I promise this for you, but who says you got to do it in 4 years? If it takes you 8 years to get your bachelor's degree, at least you got your bachelor's degree. If it took you 5 years to graduate from high school, hey, you did it. If you dropped out of high school but went back and got your GED, if you dropped out of school but went back and now you have your master's, if you waited and you didn't have a job for 3 years but now you're working, it doesn't matter. Don't put the timeline on yourself. That's why you're stressing out because you think it should happen in a certain amount of time. Ms. J is the same way. I get anxious. Even though the Bible says be anxious for nothing, we do. I'm the same way, the patience thing, I'm working on it. It's a process. But what keeps me grounded and keeps me rooted is knowing that every time I wake up, I get a brand new 24, a brand new opportunity to do something great, and I'm looking forward to having an awesome day. So I love you guys. It's at the end of the show, and I'm going to leave you with my boy Jay Moss. It's going to be a good day. And I love you guys, and I look forward to seeing you in the morning. Mwah!
No matter.